The most important thing of a human being is go back to nature. Nature takes care of your mind and your heart and soul.
Welcome to the first episode of our new podcast, Sacred Land Speaks, where we dig into the audio archives of the Sacred Land Film Project and revisit the clips we left on the cutting room floor over 40 years of filmmaking. I'm your host, Toby McLeod. Today we bring you a special episode about the remarkable life of Native California healer Florence Jones, who was the top doctor of the Winnemem Wintu and a fierce protector of Mount Shasta, known to the Winnemem as Bulyum Puyuk, the Great Mountain. I met Florence Jones in 1992 when my friend and colleague Claire Cummings, who was Florence's attorney, told me about the struggle to stop a proposed ski resort on Mount Shasta that would have ruined a bubbling spring used for millennia by the Winnemem Wintu for ceremony and healing. At 84, Florence had been leading her federally unrecognized tribe through decades of recovery from Gold Rush-era killings, boarding school trauma, the outlawing of ceremony, the flooding of her homeland by Shasta Dam, and now the threat of a destination ski resort endangered the Winnemem place of origin. Florence was a highly respected traditional medicine woman, known all across Northern California.
The kids come last. I'm going to take the big people first.
Tough and funny, it took a while to earn the trust of this 5-foot-tall force of nature. But we shared the goal of protecting sacred land. And over the protests of some of the youth of the tribe, she gave me permission to film.
Okay, let's go.
During our first 4 days of filming, Florence took us to her most sacred places, went into trance, and encouraged us to keep the camera rolling, all of which was highly unusual. I felt uncomfortable and hesitant, but Florence was the director, and she wanted her story told.
Keep that pipe and keep everything going. Don't stop.
We filmed as she prayed over each of her people on Universe Rock, which Florence told me was her most important healing site.
You have a long life ahead of you. Take care of it. Whatever you do, we give you strength and power to carry on. We're giving you a double power tonight from the universe rock you're sitting on in the spring of Mount Shasta.
At one point, Claire Cummings told me to bring a film funding proposal up onto the rock to be blessed. As Florence waved a smoking root over the 40 pages of paper I clutched in my hand, the top doctor prayed.
When you look around, you only see the good things. When you smell this root, we give you power and strength to ward all evil away from your heart and soul. When you speak, you only speak the right thing. So help me, Great Spirit. To the sun.
In Florence's blessing, I felt immense power, the touch of a healer who'd spent a lifetime communing with spirit helpers. But I was also freaked out. Who was this revered elder clapping and blowing smoke over me? Where was her power coming from? And what were we doing filming all of this? I suppose she trusted me because our aspiration was the same. To educate the world about the specific places of power that are so important to indigenous people around the world. But our journey was not without bumps in the road. The film we made together, In the Light of Reverence, took 10 years to complete. At one point, the Winnemem almost threw me out because it was taking so long. In the footage we collected over the years with Florence, there were great stories we couldn't include in the film. So I'm excited to be putting them together now from a variety of sources. 20 years after the top doctor passed away. Florence Jones led a tribal recovery through the entire 20th century. She brought spirituality out of the shadows. She was the first Native person to use the American Indian Religious Freedom Act of 1978 to gain a U.S. Forest Service permit to openly conduct ceremony at the place of her birth below Mount Shasta at Deccus Rock. Florence Curl was born in 1907 in a traditional village along the Winnemem Wiwocket, the Middle Water, an icy torrent that was home to abundant salmon as it flowed off Mount Shasta between what are now called the Sacramento and Pitt Rivers. Settlers who arrived in the 1830s renamed it the McLeod River, and soon disease, massacres, and bounty hunters reduced the Wintu population from 14,000 in 1850 to 395 around the time of Florence's birth. During the gold rush, the state of California placed a bounty of $5 a head on Native people. The federal government underwrote this genocidal campaign with more than $1 million, and the state of California paid out $2 million more. But Florence's family survived. As the youngest of 12 children born to William and Jenny Curl, her birth drew the attention of Winnemem doctors because of her mother's advanced age. Jenny Curl, herself a spiritual doctor, was in her late 40s.
So all the doctors got together, six doctors. They said, when a mother has a child at that age, it's either evil or a spiritual doctor. So they doctored, and they found out that I was a spiritual child. And someday I would take my grandmother's footsteps.
When Florence was four, her family was living in a log cabin by the river at Balibaca, below Cold Spring Mountain. In the fall, her father took the family to pick fruit.
When we come back home, we didn't have no home. The cattleman had burnt everything down.
So her father bought 80 acres and started raising horses, cows, and hogs at the Curl Ranch.
Then he puts in 16 acres of vegetable plants. 16 acres. He had potatoes, corn, and you name it, down to carrots and little stuff. Each one of us had our job to do on those plants. Then he picks me out from the carrots and the little stuff. And I wondered, why did I have to do that? I'm the baby. I used to think that, but I couldn't tell my dad that, or mother neither. He showed me, he said, you got little fingers like that, see? You hold that and pull the weeds out from under there, clear it on the other end. That's your job. Next one, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger.
Having been identified as a future spiritual doctor, Florence was treated differently than the other Winnemem children. She was given the name Pui Lulument, Eastern Flower Woman. She was trained by her parents and the medicine woman, Tilly Griffith.
When I was 10 years old, my great aunt was my coach and taught me how to smoke my pipe and go into a trance at 10 years old.
As part of her training, Florence embarked on a pilgrimage up the river to a bubbling spring on Mount Shasta, the Winnemem place of emergence. It was a test for her to introduce herself to the spirits, find her helpers, and learn from them.
We have to know all the sacred places, sacred springs, sacred trees, sacred rock, sacred river. We have to know that and walk it. When I was 10 years old, I walked all by myself. That's our religion, what I had to do. I walked that trail from Mount Shasta where the river comes out of the mountain. I had to walk from there all the way, clear down to the mouth of the river. I never slept. I walked night and day. I met bears. I met everything on the trail. I never had a fear in my body, never, because I was born spiritually.
Florence took us to a sacred site she visited as a child, a rock outcropping overlooking the river.
And this one here is when you're going to become a doctor, You get up there and put your arm around there. That's where you stay for the night until next morning. When the sun comes up, then the spirit comes in that rock. When I was standing there, I thought, I'd swear to God, that that rock was moving back and forth, back and forth. And I felt all around. I prayed. Nothing come into me. And I was just about ready to give up and let go. The rock stopped. And it was just like that. He never did move, but it was the spirit in my body that was moving, not the rock. Believe it or not, that's the kind of place this is.
Florence's training also involved learning about the medicinal plants in the forest, on the mountain, and along the river, as Winamum elders prepared her to serve as an important link in a long chain of traditional healers. But her lessons were brutally interrupted.
When I was pretty near 11 years old, the government people come and took all the kids and took them to government school. I lost 12 years of my training.
Florence was taken to Greenville Indian School, along with two sisters, a brother, and a cousin. Greenville was one of the more than 500 government and church-run boarding schools across the United States, infamous for suppression of Native culture and physical cruelty. The children were disciplined for speaking the Winamum language. Florence was baptized as a Methodist, and she was punished regularly.
And when I was in school, they beat on me for no reason whatsoever. I never done a thing. The matron even pulled a gun on me, and they put me in a dungeon. This all happens when the superintendent is gone.
The school matron punished Florence for fighting, even though when the fight erupted, Florence was working a job in a different building. When the superintendent returned to the school, he ordered the matron to bring the accused students to the gym to tell their side of the story.
She said, "You get up, you dirty little pup," she told me. "Get your uniform on and get down to the gym." Superintendent asked me, "Why were you punished?" I said, "For fighting for something that I didn't do." So we had to take our uniform off up to our waist and turn round and round where my beating, I had welts all over my back. I was still bleeding when I got down there. About 15 minutes later, the bell rang. That's when the whole building was on fire. And I was praying every minute of the hour. I wish that place would burn down to the ground. And it happened. My prayers was answered.
But even after the Greenville Indian School burned down, Florence didn't get to go home. She was sent to San Francisco as an unpaid indentured servant cleaning house for a white family while attending Lowell High School. Though her father had fetched her home during the summers, Florence had been forced into government schools since she was 5 years old.
When I graduated Lowell High in San Francisco, when I come back at 16, that's when I went crazy, because there was two religions fighting. So they got four doctors and put me back on my feet again. Then I had to make up that 12 years. So it was 38 years of training to get where I'm at today.
Back home on the river, Florence learned about healing herbs from her mother and grandmother, was given doctoring songs by the spirits, and developed relationships with places of power along the river and in the mountains, places now known as Eagle Rock, Guardian Rock, and Puberty Rock.
And each human being that's born, in the beginning, when the Creator had put everything down, we all are born with a little spirit in our body. But the most of my people nowadays, they got to develop that little spirit. No matter what color you are or who you are, all human beings have that spirit in them. that we got to develop as we grew up.
In the 10 years I knew her, I witnessed Florence Jones generously nurturing the health of all of her patients, of all people, as she worked to restore balance to a troubled world. She once told me that Mount Shasta is one of 20 sacred mountains that hold the world together. I also watched Florence struggle to explain the importance of cultural sites like Mount Shasta and to translate Winnemem spirituality to people from a predominantly Christian society.
The only way I could tell you white people is that when the great creator had put down all of this, they put down an open church for us. This is open spiritual place for us. But I can't make the white people understand. No other way, so I said, this is our church, our way, in the Wintun way. And it's very, very important to me because I doctor this mountain. I doctor the spring. That's where I get my power, and from Cold Spring Mountain. That's my open-air church. And this mountain is our doctoring mountain, where we train in the beginning when the great creator had put us down here to doctor our people. When you're a top doctor, you have to go into a trance. When you go into a trance, you ask the spirit of this mountain, spirit of the other mountain, Cold Spring Mountain, what can I use? What kind of herbs or what kind of medicine I'm going to give this person? Then we bring it into the great creator. He's the one that tells us. Because he's the man that made everything on earth. All herbs, all vegetables, or whatever. Everything. He tells my spirit what kind of herbs. He names them all. This is when I'm training, I have to know every name of these plants all over. So when the great creator said, for cancer you got this herb, and this herb, maybe this poultice. That's what you have to use on a cancer.
For Winnemem doctors, the most challenging cases were the people whose spirits or souls were lost, wandering, and their bodies lifeless.
Six people I brought back to life when the medical doctor said they were dead. In our way, you're not dead until 4 days. On the fourth day, when you don't come through, then we pronounce you're dead. That's the kind of doctor I am. And I have been taking care of my children for 65 years, old and young. And I never lost a patient, not even one. I love all people, all human beings. As the Creator says, we give you power and strength to talk to the people throughout the world. The color don't mean nothing. It's the red blood that means we're all brothers and sisters.
In addition to caring for her people, Florence cared for her homeland. This meant she had to wage political and legal battles against the government, corporations, and New Age pilgrims. In 1945, the government completed Shasta Dam, blocking salmon from their ancestral spawning grounds, submerging 26 miles of Winnemem territory and flooding Florence's home along the river.
Everybody had to move out, both from Pitt River and McLeod River, had to move out, all under the water. That's how the white people treat the Wintun people.
The Winnemem lost access to dozens of sacred sites, historic villages, and cemeteries. Florence had to personally oversee the relocation of 183 burials, including her recently deceased parents and her own young son. Florence moved to Redding, married a rancher named Andy Jones, and raised a daughter. She continued to hold ceremony at the sacred sites that were still accessible, but her ceremonies were illegal and had to be done in secret. Then, in 1983, a $22 million ski resort was proposed on Mount Shasta, threatening the Winnemem Sacred Spring in Panther Meadows. An old ski area above the spring had been destroyed in the late 1970s when an avalanche took out the chairlifts. Florence claimed that she and her spirit helpers played a role in that dramatic event as well. She said Bulyum Puyuk didn't like those ski runs.
The mountain says, what can I do? I said, you're my strength and power. Why ask me? He said, I'm still asking you. I said, I don't know what I can do. Only thing I can tell you, shake them up a little bit. 2 days later, with that little quake of butter.
In 1987, 2,000 New Agers descended on Mount Shasta for the Harmonic Convergence, as spiritual seekers flocked to power points around the world seeking peace and harmony. A year later, when the Winnemem sued to stop the proposed ski area on the grounds that it would indelibly harm their culture, they took the calculated risk of publicly identifying the spring in Panther Meadows as sacred. This unleashed another wave of New Agers, making pilgrimages, holding sweat lodges, putting crystals in the water, frolicking naked in the meadows, and disrespecting Winnemem protocols that the healing spring is to be visited just once a year for ceremony, with no children under the age of 15 allowed on account of the spring's power.
My first time I was here, there were a whole bunch of us little ones. We weren't allowed to go over there to the spring. I was allowed to go any place because I was born spiritually. But the other children weren't allowed to go there. That was a no-no. It's always bubbling. And there's sand coming up like that. And if anybody go around there, if they greet them, then the bubbles go right to you. You're accepted.
In August of 1994, we filmed a meeting between Florence and Forest Service Supervisor Kathy Hammond.
How you doing?
Florence struggled to get the Forest Service to address her concerns about the spring, the New Agers, and Panther Meadows. She spent 3 hours trying to get Hammond to understand the Winnemem worldview, and she asked the Forest Service to close the meadow to outsiders.
See, I'm responsible for the public land, the forest that's within our area.
I understand that.
And so I'm trying to learn how to share that responsibility with you and to communicate with other people about why I think that's important and about how it's just basic respect to me to listen to you and understand you first before I decide to do something.
Right. I understand that too.
Okay.
That's the reason I want to give you just little details. What's right and what's wrong.
What I've come to understand is that I don't know very much about you and what you believe and what's important to you. And so we are trying to make decisions now without the benefit of very much understanding.
Mount Shasta is a spiritual mountain. This is where I got all of my herbal doctrine to take care of my people. That's how much important it's to me. This is my church here, same as you folks have churches. And this is what I can't get through to the white people. That's the reason I'm telling you. This is my church. Mount Shasta, Cold Spring Mountain. Mm-hmm. This was given to us by the Creator when he first put human beings down. And I teach my people, everything on earth is put here by the Creator, has a reason to be here. They have a duty to do. And people are the one, the top duty to take care of nature. And everybody been telling me, all these other people that come from somewhere else, been up there, their parents been up there. I've been up there for 85 years, and I can show you every trail leading to Panther Flat.
A few different issues were being addressed at this meeting. With the increased visitation to Panther Meadows, The spring was being polluted with offerings and cremated ashes. The flowers and grasses in the meadow were being trampled. The Winneman were concerned about spiritual pollution as well. Ideally, Florence argued that Panther Meadow should be closed to everyone else but the Winnemum's once-a-year ceremony.
And what gets me and hurts my heart is you people allow all Tom, Dick, and Harry to come into my church. That is wrong to me. Mm-hmm. Like I say in the beginning, right is right, wrong is nobody to me. And it will still stick with me as long as I'm living.
Right is right, wrong is nobody. I don't understand the wrong is nobody.
When I make my speeches, I begin to think there's a lot of nobodies in this world. Mm-hmm. The nobody means people don't listen to you, mm-hmm. what's right. They do the wrong things, and they stick with that wrong thing instead of the right. They don't want to come back to the right things because they don't want to forget their little things that they're doing, foolish little things. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why that the elders must teach their children when they're growing up what's right and what's wrong. Make them understand what's wrong and make them understand what's right. Because when we get on the right trail, we all need it mm-hmm. on Judgment Day to be judged. That's what that means.
Thank you.
How could you keep them out of our church?
The only way I can keep people out of that spot is to say that because of the damage to the plants, the damage to the rocks, the damage to the water, nobody goes in there.
What they do,
and if I
they
say, don't.
They did everything under the sun to ruin that place.
Yeah.
They decontaminated my spring.
Yes. I'm trying to work on this. I think. I'm trying to figure out a way that I can keep everybody else out and still allow for you for your ceremony. But I can't break the law when I do that.
How long do you white people have to understand us?
Well, you know, I've been standing up in front of...
I can understand you people.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah. Yes.
Florence's great-niece, Colleen Sisk, who 1 year later would be designated by Florence as the next leader of the tribe, pointed out the Winnemum are not like everyone else.
You're describing this thing as group use, and we're included in that group use. I want you to get us out of that group use stuff, because we have a political status with the United States government. And the rights that were retained from our culture and our traditions are separate from any other religion, any other group's use of that mountain.
What I'm understanding is that for you to practice your traditions at Panther, there are certain things that you feel we need to change. And I'm anxious to do that. The other aspect of it, though, that has to do with whether I can feel good about having your ceremony there and not allowing anyone else's there, that's a different issue that I'm a little stuck on. And it's because I'm not supposed to show preference. So
we had that from generation after generation.
Yes, yes.
And we haven't got no right. We were here first, before the white people ever came to this country. And we haven't got no right. I want to know who gave you permission to come into the United States and take over.
Florence's attorney, Claire Cummings, who filed the lawsuit against the Forest Service over the proposed ski resort, and who also requested this meeting, spoke in support of her client.
Let's get something really straight, okay? You're not granting them that use. Let's start with the beginning. Don't take this personally, Kathy. But the Creator gave this place to these people, okay? You've come along in the last, 80, 90 years. You as representing the Forest Service, okay? So let's be clear about who's granting what.
I understand.
But we understand that you are having to work within this legal framework. You're constrained by that legal framework. The Wintu are constrained by a spiritual framework. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of stuck in the middle.
Yeah. And so am I.
Yeah. And so when you use those words, we understand what you're trying to say. And I know you're struggling to understand what the Wintu are saying. Okay? But it is just a legal fiction. Because the values to which they're answering are much more superior and much more deep and longer term than the values that you're trying to address.
As reflected in law?
The law reflects what our society wants to impose on that mountain. It doesn't reflect their values. They're trying to speak to pre-existing and other values. They're answering to a higher law.
Yes.
Okay, and that's a conflict that we really understand.
Hopefully you understand a little bit about this is not just a picnic. This is that healing that comes from being on ground like this and going to places like that where messages can come in for grams to explain to the people what's going on. We're not just laying down prayers, but also we're getting the messages of how we need to live the next year, what we need to do with our children, because they're not allowed to go there. That's how sacred that place is. That's how we have learned from her, that she's told us generations and generations. We didn't believe that. We'd take our children right up there to see that beautiful spot, that sacred place, that place where we get healing and blessings from. But we believe in that because it's so powerful there.
As the meeting ended, Winamum Elder Leona Barnes, who'd been sitting quietly for hours, was moved to speak.
Mount Shasta is our mountain. It's our spiritual mountain. And I pray for my elder, too, because that's the only one we have now. And I like to see it go on. I want to see these little people to know their ancestors. I want these little people to know what their great-grandfather and what their people done. So they can carry it on when they get older. I don't want to see it die out. I don't. I believe in it spiritually. This is sacred ground. And Mother Earth is. And we got to respect it. So that's what my grandma taught me. And I'm still carrying that. I'm not going to let it go.
Every August, the Winamum journey to Sawal Mem, the bubbling spring in Panther Meadows, for a healing ceremony.
400 yards to go.
According to tradition, Sawal Mem is the source of life, where all species were created as they came into this world. It's also the place Winamum spirits pass through after death as they ascend to the Milky Way.
Trust in the Creator.
I had no idea what we were getting into bringing a film crew to document Florence's ritual at the spring. At this point in her life, Florence used a wheelchair. And though the Forest Service had promised to widen the rock-lined trail so she could be wheeled in, the trail was too narrow. And Winamum men had to carry the wheelchair and the top doctor a half mile from the parking lot.
Thank Break you. Time.
Thank you.
Glad Rest good, don't mind me.
When we finally arrived at the spring, we could all see that Florence was upset over yet another broken promise, but more importantly, over the condition of her spring.
I'm disgusted. So is my spring.
The spring was being loved to death. Rocks had tumbled into the water. Visitors had left crystals. Plants were trampled all around. But most alarming, there were no bubbles.
They're not supposed to ruin sacred trees, sacred mountains, sacred rocks, sacred springs. I'm just an interpreter for the Creator through my church and the Universe Rock on Cold Spring Mountain to make my people understand we are earth-bound people. And that's all corrupted. My sacred place is corrupted by the laws of Washington, D.C. We have wonderful people yet in this world that understands our religion, our sacred springs. Their hands might be tied, just like we are tied down. They can't make their people understand we have our rights, the first rights, here.
When a shaman goes into trance, they often speak an esoteric language known only to their interpreter. Winamum elder Emerson Miles translated for Florence.
She's praying to the spring to not be like me. Don't think like my heart is. We know you're disgusted, but don't be that way. Settle down and let your bubbles come up so we can all see it. And don't be afraid of us, because we're all your children. We come up here when we can. So pray into the spring to bubble up like it used to. When we come up here and look down, it throws its bubbles up, showing that it's all right. It's good, good sacred spring.
Just wait for about 15 minutes before I get an answer from Cold Spring Mountain.
With one hand raised to Buyum Puyuk above her and the other to Sawal Mem below, the top doctor sang to her spring as she waited for a response.
I'm going to ask the white people the question. The great creator in the haunted mountain from our universe rock was with me. My heart was almost failing with the white people. That's the reason I asked my haunted mountain to be here with me, with the creator. And the Creator says, you want Mount Shasta to blow up, we'll blow it. Do you want Mount Shasta to deteriorate and the rocks come down upon top of it? And they ask me to ask the Forest Service and the people that are here, the white people, is that what you people want? I want an answer. I got the strength and power to do that right now. Do you want that Mount Shasta to blow up? Or do you want that rocks to fall in? That mountain is disgusted, same as my heart. This is my church. Just like I always said, I don't go down to you white people's church and go in there and raise hell. That's the reason why I don't want nobody come here and ruin my church. But I'm asking the Forest Service and the cameraman also, do you like to see it? I got the power and strength right now.
She wants an answer out loud.
No.
No.
No. No.
No. I want an answer.
Louder.
No.
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 Does my people want the answer? Do you want to see that?
No.
No. No. No.
Do you want me to prove this, that I can do that?
No.
No.
I can pull that string
that the Creator gave me to pull to end the world. I said, no, I don't want that. I got too many children out there I care for. Today, get away, went to a poke and run in, a tomb and put a woman to go do.
As the sun dipped behind Mount Shasta and the light softened, Florence sang one last healing song for the spring, the mountain, and her people. And when the ceremony was over, Florence was glowing, and good feeling had been restored.
And true. I hope all of you people is here. Your hearts will settle and have a good, clear mind. Remember, the great Creator says, get on that right track to the judgment day. That's one thing the Creator wants you to remember. That means change all your bad habits to the good. Take all evil out of your heart, every one of you. You're going to see a spiritual person that's going to judge all of us when we go on to the next world. Maybe somebody we won't pass, maybe we will. But we got to have a clear mind and a good heart to get on the right track to the judgment day. Do you all understand? I hope all of you do. Because in spirit, I want to see all of you people again. So we'll adjourn.
To be filming this intimate, potent scene was unsettling. Looking back, I see that Florence's calling to heal all people and her responsibility to take care of nature diffused her anger. Indigenous people are not the ones threatening to destroy our world. And Florence wasn't interested in revenge, despite the injustices she had suffered.
And my spring will wake up tomorrow.
Oh.
The mountain is not going to blow. Mm. Oh.
We'll conclude this journey with one of my favorite scenes from In the Light of Reverence, as Colleen Sisk asks Florence about the future.
The predictions that you do now, like when we come to the spring and we find out what's coming, or that people have to live right, to do right, and go back to the natural things.
Go back to nature. The most important thing of a human being is go back to nature. Nature takes care of your mind and your heart and soul.
Graham, what do you think will happen if they build that ski resort and that spring is ruined? What will happen to the people, the Wintu people?
That's when we have to pray a little bit harder. Maybe someday they'll see the light and see the good and the beautiful world and nature. We just all can't just be dumb and die.
Ultimately, the Forest Service did see the light. They denied the permit for the ski resort in 1998. And while we were working on this episode in the summer of 2024, the Forest Service issued tighter restrictions on visitation to Panther Meadows, 30 years after we filmed the meeting between Florence Jones and Kathy Hammond. Too little, too late, as an estimated 140,000 people tromp through the meadow and surrounding area each summer. But now, there's a $5,000 fine and up to 6 months in prison for setting foot in the spring, public nudity, or group sizes larger than 10 people. Better late than never. Florence Jones passed away in 2003. It was a profound loss for the Winnemem and the world. I recently realized that while the youth of the tribe have heard a lot about the legendary healer they call Grams, they never experienced her, and many never met her. Meanwhile, we have more than 10 hours of footage featuring Florence Jones locked away in our editing room. So last spring, we cut together 3 hours and we took the footage to Winnemem country and showed it on the big screen to 50 tribal members, including many of the young people of the tribe. It prompted great discussion. And I swear, that medicine woman still has healing power, 20 years after she passed on from the physical plane. And that film funding proposal that Florence blessed up on Universe Rock? It took 2 decades, but our 4-part global series, Standing on Sacred Ground, was completed in 2014. And along with In the Light of Reverence, those films are still telling the story of the Winnemem Wintu and many other indigenous people around the world as they continue to fight to protect their sacred places. Thank you, Florence. Tune into the next episode of Sacred Land Speaks, in which renowned Standing Rock Sioux activist and author Vine Deloria Jr. explains the importance of the Black Hills to the Lakota people, as well as the significance of sacred natural sites to indigenous people around the world. If you like what you've heard, please rate and subscribe to Sacred Land Speaks on your favorite podcast app. You can also visit sacredland.org to learn more about our films, resources, and suggested actions you can take to protect sacred places. This episode was produced and written by Callie Shanafelt Wong and Toby McLeod, with research and editing assistance from Jessica Abbey. Our film footage with Florence Jones was recorded by John Knoop, Andy Black, and Will Perinello. Our theme music was composed and performed by Stefan Smith and Charles Johnson. Thanks to Claire Cummings, Dorothea Theodoratis, and John Veltri for interviewing Florence and recording her story on Mount Shasta. And to Chief Colleen Sisk for reviewing this episode, which is brought to you by the Sacred Land Film Project of Earth Island Institute, based in the Lejeune Ohlone Territory of Hootchyun, otherwise known as Berkeley, California. Thanks for joining us.